Debbie Ngāre Wapaka joins us for our weekly kōrero, and I hope you're keeping safe. I know that there's no parliament as such, Debbie, but I get the impression that all of our MPs are still working remotely. Te lakwe.
Ai, morena. Yes, we're select committees are full on. The normal select committee, and then there's been public televised ones, which in lieu of the House sitting gives opposition two-thirds of the time to be able to question the ministers responsible for COVID response.
So did you pose some questions in the Health Select Committee? I think that was held yesterday, wasn't it? What sorts of kōrero did you learn from, or were you able to pose some questions to those who were spearheading the COVID response?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first thing is we want to make sure that our whānau are safe, and to do that, we need to make sure those that are out on the ground doing the response efforts are supported. So one of the things that we asked was, how are our hauora, whanauora, Māori hapu, iwi providers being supported to rise to the surge testing and vaccination they're supplying, and the rising of the contacts and COVID cases that we see, absolutely unprecedented. And also gave, questions to ask, we know that there's been inequities the whole way through the COVID response. I've been harping on about that for way too long, but again, ask the government for what is its Māori COVID response plan? Because if it had a plan, we wouldn't be so low in the uptake of vaccination. And there were lots of micro answers, but the reality was there was no evident Māori response plan. And I then also asked, how much value, or are they taking the opinions of our Māori waka kaupapa urita advisory tōpū, such as Dr. Rawe Jensen, and got the response that we take some advice on board. So, my questions were mainly targeted at concerns of the inequities, concerns that we have hearing from a lot of our providers that they're carrying extra weight, thank goodness for them. But how are they being provided support? And those are some of the questions that we were able to tease out today. We've got more of that this afternoon. We talk about the question about MIQ, and we had present Minister Hipkins and Dr. Bloomfield, and today we'll continue with that. And tomorrow we had the advisory group Skegma. So, and it's really important that we can be assured that the rise of Delta and the absolute infectiousness that it has shown, that we are doing everything we can, humanly possible, and plus to protect our wakapapa.
Sounds like you're getting the brush off to me, though. These questions are valid. If there was no plan, everyone's sort of squirming and finding some way to sort of dodge the responsibility. You're saying that there was never really a Māori plan.
No, there hasn't been. There has not been an evident Māori vaccination plan. There hasn't been a Māori communications plan. There hasn't been a Māori testing plan. There hasn't been a Māori how I recover plan. There has been an ad hoc random at times when we've seen the whānau ora minister coming in and this one. And, what we see now is that Māori have done this. Iwi, whānau ora, hauora providers have stood up their own strategies and action plans. If the government's remiss in being able to pull off something, then tap into the ones that are on the ground that we see up in Tai Tukero. I mean, it took us a week to get that heat map out and look at it. It's just frightening. And, as frightening as it is, we can mobilise and be agile and figure out how we respond to that on the ground. And I think I've said this the whole way through, to the first lockdown, the second lockdown, when the Crown was just so late in the coming, that the only way we're going to survive and fight this is actually move away the barriers, such as preciousness of bureaucracy in Wellington running COVID. responses, such as preciousness of real-time information. And, you know, and thankfully, the Prime Minister brought it out, but to wait 6-7 days for a heat map that shows the intense areas that contact tracing, and now let's not forget with contacts comes isolation. So, yeah, we have the other questions. If our whānau are isolating out in the region, who's managing that? Who's supporting their welfare needs? How are we ensuring compliance is happening? How do we as communities prepare when we need to? And so there's just so many gaps, it's frightening. But yeah, we need to keep pushing so that we can work collaboratively. And I think that, you know, Delta is showing the gaps that are missing in the Ministry of Health, but it also shows, once again, the strengths that are out there in the community. You know, I mean, look at them. You know, look at our whānau out there on the line till 8 o'clock at night and the weekend taking, you know, testing and vaccinating. They're amazing. And that's what we need to keep in mind as we fight this ngangara together. You know, and that's what I call on, is that the government allows the communities and our hauora to work together in real time and take an elimination strategy to the head.
Kapai, well, there's been plenty of criticism too, and we can spend an inordinate amount of time trying to identify the source of the outbreak rather than where it is heading. And quite obviously, it is so potent that mass gatherings can spread it so easily, which is the case in point here in Mangere with the AOG Church as well. All the best to you and your whānau during lockdown. I see that you guys are still doing your regular kōrero, you and Rawiri. How many people are watching your Facebook kōrero regularly, Debbie?
Oh, we have tens of thousands watching, and it's really great. And I think it's important to remember that Delta variant has no respect for social distancing, has no respect for vaccinations, has no respect for any of the ways that we have tried to conquer the last and did successfully the last strain. So what our communication has been is actually filling the gaps that we see that the Crown's not doing well, which is, you know, talking about it at a grassroots level and making it okay to share your fears and supporting each other in our polls. And most importantly, and thanks, Minister Hipkins gave us all a bit of a laugh with, you know, his idea of how we spread the love. But one of the things that is important to do is to continue to talk to each other and wakapiki each other. And you know, again, I can't say this enough. We're in this together. It should be across party, cross political, cross religious, cross all sorts of differences to unite and paddle in unison to take this on. That's the only way that we're going to survive this. That's what other countries couldn't do as well as we can do. And a Māori-led response to anything will always keep us safe.